This is Tom Warren, inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes as we continue today our study of the book of Job and great lessons that you and I who live today can learn from it, even though the book of Job, along with all the rest of the Old Testament, was nailed to the cross, Colossians 2:14, and taken out of the way. The law of Moses is no longer in force, not even for the Jews. But nevertheless, since God is an eternal God and does not change in His basic nature, the principle by which He now operates were the principles by which He operated then. And while details of various covenants and dispensations may differ, those principles do not. And so Paul said in Romans 15:4, the things were written aforetime were written for our learning and for our admonition. And so we can learn from the Old Testament. For the past several times, we've been talking about the benefits of suffering. Most of us tend to be feeling sorry for ourselves if we suffer in any way, if we have any kind of adversity. But sometimes we should rejoice. In fact, in every case of suffering, there can be benefit if we will only react to it in the right way. Never allow yourself to be filled with self-pity. Never allow yourself to turn away from God in bitterness and say, "Why did God allow this to happen? Why did God turn against me? I've tried to serve Him," and so forth. "I'm just going to quit." That's entirely wrong. Now, the fifth lesson that we're looking at, so far as the benefits of suffering are concerned, and I hope that you've heard the first four, is this. Suffering can help the sufferer to realize that some so-called mountain heights of spirituality can be reached only by going through the valley of suffering, which is in front of that mountain. You will recall, according to 2 Chronicles chapter 33, verses 10 to 12, that after Manasseh went down into a valley of suffering, he repented of his wickedness and humbled himself before God, whereas before he had been proud, haughty, and rebellious against God. Moses plainly taught the Israelites that their afflictions could cause them to return to the Lord, Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verse 40. The Apostle Paul taught that some spiritual heights are reached by way of the valley of affliction and tears, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 17 and 18. Let me mention that passage again and urge you to read it for yourself and pray about it and study about it. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 17 to 18. Affliction can cause the sufferer to long to know more of what the Word of God really teaches. This longing can lead to a diligent search for the truth, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 10 to 12. And the psalmist declared in Psalms 119, verse 71, "It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes." You can see there that the psalmist is saying it's a good thing to suffer in order that he might learn the will of God a little better than he would have otherwise. Suffering tenders our heart. It makes our minds open to listen to what God would have us to know. It sometimes even leads us to search diligently for it when we would not have looked at all without it. And the psalmist further said in Psalms 119, verse 67, "Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now have I kept thy word." You see how suffering can help us? Before he was afflicted, before he fell into suffering, he went astray, haughty and rebellion against God. But having fallen into suffering, his heart has now been turned to God and he's keeping his word. Suffering can lead one to turning one's life from a life of sin to a life of loving submission to God. Just as earthly fathers chasten their children because they love them, so God chastens those whom he loves. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 5 to 13, and 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 to 9. My friends, we have noted the great value of suffering to help us to realize that mountain heights of spirituality can be reached only by going through the valley of suffering which is in front of that mountain. I hope this has been worth something to you. I'm glad you've been with us today, and I hope you'll be back tomorrow. Until then, may God bless and keep you is my sincere prayer.